as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Alma Elst. This is Julian.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. Alma Elst is our guest performer this week, the Parisian producer, musician and writer who's been compared to the likes of James Blake and Lana Del Rey and has been described by the music blogs as one giant sexy exhalation. Alma was brought up listening to Bach and Schumann and is a classically trained pianist. She's since been influenced by the French electro scene, led by artists such as Daft Punk and Phoenix, to create music to swoon to. Here's Alma Elst.
Is empty. The chess game is underneath. The bed.
Alma Elst, thank you so much for playing a session for us today.
Thank you.
And welcome to the sessions at Midori House. Now, I actually came and saw you play in your first headline gig in the UK, which was at the Servant Jazz Quarters in East London, which, for people who aren't familiar with that venue, is a very small and dark venue, but it was a very serene evening. It was a really, really lovely performance that you put on. You were playing on your own, just you and a guitar and the piano. And as you sat down at the piano, you said, "This is how all my songs begin, at the piano in my bedroom." Is that where you do all your best songwriting?
Yeah, actually, I always start in my bedroom on the piano and beginning with a melody and then eventually words. Sometimes I compose on the guitar, but usually it's the piano.
Today we had a very stripped back version of your songs. Your songs are quite heavy in production. There's a lot of electronic sounds. How do you decide what comes next?
Well, I work with two friends of mine, Guillaume and Antoine, who are French. They live with me in Paris. We basically listen to my demos, and then the three of us decide what's next. We like electro. We have tons of instruments, electronic instruments, and we add beats and layers of synths. But the whole process is quite natural.
And you released a song called Limitless, which you actually produced yourself. Yeah. How did you find the process different when you were self-producing?
Well, it's different in a way that I don't have to make any compromises with my producers. It's all me, so in a way it's easier, but at the same time it's harder because you're on your own, so there's more work to do, I guess.
But do you find that the end product is maybe a little more personal?
Yes, it is.
How do you know when you haven't got somebody there to help you decide when a song might be finished? How do you decide when it's finished?
When it feels good, when you listen to it and you think there's no room for any other instrument now. This song is called Heart Melter.
Come around me now, don't idolize. You and I were sentimentals. We seek for shelter. Delusions, the illusions reunited. Heart Melter.
Maybe let's take it back a bit and talk a little bit about your background. How did you come to be a music performer?
When I was a child, I started playing piano around 5. My grandfather was a pianist, so it kind of runs in the family, I guess. And then at around 12, I started playing the guitar. I was attracted to pop music. When I was a kid, it was more classical and jazz, but just my parents' records. I wasn't so much familiar with pop music, so in my teenagehood, it was more about pop and electro.
And who are you listening to then? Who was influencing you?
Lots of different stuff. Like, I could listen to very mainstream music like Coldplay, but also the Beatles or a lot of bands, actually. But right now, I like James Blake a lot, mm-hmm. Bon Iver, Phoenix, of course, Daft Punk. There's a French scene that I'm very proud of in the electro world. We have like among the best bands out there. So,
and do you think that scene is still very, very strong in Paris? What's the electro scene in Paris like at the moment?
It's hard to tell because I think those two bands, Daft Punk and Phoenix, were almost accidents in a way that it's a very singular path for each band. There's no recipe. I think the fact that they were French didn't really matter because they sing in English. But we have a strong tradition with electro in France.
And talking about language, you obviously sing in English. Are you ever tempted to write songs in French as well?
No, because the music I like is sung in English, in pop. And to me, it didn't make sense to sing in French. It was weird. Although I like Gainsbourg and all those amazing artists. Yeah, but it didn't make sense. It was weird.
You've just written an album, I believe. What plans do you have for the future?
It's at the mixing stage now, so should be finished in like a month, maybe less, then the mastering, and then we're hoping to release it on a label, English or American or French. I'm being very open-minded. I guess the best place will be the place.
And what will the record sound like? Will there be some surprises?
It has a lot of different sounds. Ballads, more electro tracks. So it's a mix of pop, electro, and sometimes really Britpop music, like just piano and voice. It's really a good mixture, I guess. This one is called Sustain Love.
I'll spend my life getting heartbroken by the hardness of competing souls. It's a knot, baby, it's a knot to master what's worth bleeding for. I'm just begging for your care, but you ignore my call. I'm just begging for your care. Do you even know how it feels to be parted? Sustain love, sustain love, sustain love, sustain love, sustain love, sustain love. Won't you sustain love? I was told to form more concessions, to push the mind far beyond indulgence. I've prepared tools for every sudden crush, but my hand won't follow, simply won't follow. I'm just begging. Just begging for your care. Do you even know how it feels to be parted? Sustain love, sustain love, sustain love, sustain love, sustain love, sustain love. Won't you sustain love? Got those dreams gone quieter. Should I be alone? Should I be alone?
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week's guest was Alma Elst. You can hear more from her at soundcloud.com/Alma Elst, and that's spelt A-L-M-A-E-L-S-T-E. Be sure to check out the brilliant track she released earlier this year called Limitless, and look out for her debut album later on this year. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have music from Teddy Thompson, but for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.